Hi guys, I'm just about to do the show and I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I wrote all this great content. Wait, I can't feel my legs. I feel sick. I can't live anymore. It's too painful. What's this? I can walk. I can walk. It's a miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, Julius, could you be any more dramatic? What do you mean? I can walk. You're talking to yourself, Julius. Do you see what you're doing here? I don't know what you're talking about. My legs, they work. Why do I even bother with this? Sometimes I regret taking those pills. This is another edition of the Drudge Report for the 25th of September, 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and is that a dead cat? Oh, you're so cute. I love you. I totally had a normal childhood. Madonna stripped down to her underwear Friday night at one of her concerts to reveal President Obama's name written on her back. In the brash endorsement of everyone's least favourite president, she said, "You all better vote for effing Obama, okay?" Clearly trash endorsing trash. I'm surprised the bitch still has her false ego after fading into obscurity to the likes of Lady Gaga and Lana Del Rey. Isn't she like a 100-year-old vampire? I mean, when was the last time she was even remotely relevant? She even threatened to take all her clothes off if Obama is re-elected a second term. Oh dear, it's like the Holocaust has taken a visual turn and indecent exposure is set to become a serious mental illness after the toxicity of seeing such a monstrosity. She later referred to Obama as that black Muslim guy in the White House. I didn't think she'd be this desperate for attention, although with recent comments from Lana Del Rey, where she claimed her pussy tasted like cola, it's clear who the real winner is. The one dickhead of a teenager writing jokes in his mother's basement. That's me! David Blaine will risk electrocution in his most shocking stunt yet. He's going to shove a Telsa coil down his rectum. That's not true, by the way. I wouldn't want to be confused with a teenager who talks shit and makes up funny news stories. Let's be honest, I'm about as legitimate as Rupert Murdoch. The master illusionist plans to have a 1 million volt charge surge through his body non-stop for 72 hours. That sounds like it's going to end well. Charred Blaine, anyone? It goes well with a bit of Amy Winehouse autopsy. Actually, may I ask Mr. Listener, or Mrs. for the politically correct, what the hell is the point of this? In fact, this is exactly what attention whore seekers like Gaga and Madonna should be doing, mostly because there's a good chance they'll die. Protesters have taken to the street in Madrid to show their mild displeasure for President Rajoy's plans for austerity. Aw, poor little Spanish people. After all, there's nothing sexy about paying more tax and having the welfare cut off. Potentially weed money right there. Down the drain! The biggest political challenge is with Spain's most powerful economic region, Catalonia, which was forced last month to request $6.5 billion from an emergency fund set up by Mr. Rajoy himself. As more people bite the dust, expect more such events to occur. As in, people will be eating dust to simply get their basic daily nutritional requirements. None of that fancy dust either. Just that common stuff from under the fridge. The kind of dust Africans would beg for. After all, it's their national dish. Second to malaria water. Saudi Arabian health officials have reportedly downplayed Tuesday's impact of a possible outbreak of a virus from the deadly SARS family on its forthcoming Hajj pilgrimage, the world's largest pilgrimage, stressing that cases remain rare. I always thought the Kardashian family was the most deadly, at least in terms of your own self-image and ego. But don't worry, unsuspecting Muslims. The Prophet Muhammad will protect from all. Everything except your own religion, and you can forget any sort of sympathy of your young girl teetering on the brink of getting stoned. What I don't understand is why they have to stone the hot, promiscuous ones. I mean, come on, Jesus wouldn't have allowed it. Of course, the Christians always preferred little boys. Yom Kippur. Who the hell knows what it's about? However, the Jews seem to be all excited, or perhaps a lack of excitement. Israel has ceased to say anything nasty about Iran on this holy holiday of days, and have placed a high alert attack warning on the country. For the first time in history, religion has actually prevented conflict for what seems like an actual miracle. All the while, Iran's Revolutionary Guard unveiled a long-range drone that's capable of reaching most of the Middle East. Aw, I bet it's so Dinner Jacket can send his secret love letters to Netanyahu. Something along the lines of, "Your kippah make me so horny. I feel like a small Asian boy." And they say Dinner Jacket's crazy. It's just a piece of clothing. A jacket can't talk. What's that in the background? Is that a car driving itself? Or have I taken way too many pills? Who knows? It could in fact be a combination of your own insanity and the Californian government's, as they pave the way to legally allow self-driving cars onto the roads. Not only do you now have to put up with LA's horrendous traffic, but now you'll have no one to beep your horn at when you're in a fit of uncontrollable rage because the Asian guy in front of you is moving slower than your perceived sex life. I'm just waiting for them to develop real-life Transformers. Instead of getting in a punch-on with the guy in front of you, just let the cars take it out on each other. Sure, you'll probably destroy half the city and the guy in the Hummer will always win, but let the insurance companies look after it. Trust me, I'm Jewish. Yom Kippur! The Federal Voting Assistance Program website published an incorrect deadline for the return of returning military ballots in Wisconsin, meaning that if this error had not been corrected, thousands of Wisconsin servicemen and women could have been disenfranchised in this key swing state this November. Where else but Wisconsin, where the pale white farmer sows his crops for the sole purpose of feeding his cows with the most high-quality grain. I hear Obama and Romney are both anti-cheese, so it would have made no difference regardless. As an Australian, I have no clue what I'm talking about, but my Google search of Wisconsin stereotypes paints me as an expert. I'm a so the smart, I can a Google. A Chinese man has been intentionally crushed by a steamroller on orders by the Chinese government for refusing to move in an area where construction vehicles had to pass. It's Tiananmen all over again, except the guy wasn't so lucky. He's dead now, but on the bright side, his body managed to feed an entire village. The rural dogs and cats sleep soundly tonight. Online Chinese users were outraged at the blatant inhumanity, so the Chinese government decided to unban most popular Western porn sites, and that shut everyone the hell up. Russia have suspended the imports of American genetically modified corn after research conducted at a French university discovering that the genetically modified crop raised levels of breast cancer, liver, and kidney damage in mice over a 2-year trial. Finally, some evidence and a huge, well, no shit from me. It's like giving steroids to a plant. There's a reason why they never had bulging muscles in the first place. Don't let the now stronger and improved corn beat the shit out of your organs. Fight back! Feed your body healthily weak crap like vegetables or water. You pussy, you couldn't take down a cob of corn with a gun and 10 bullets. What the hell is the read talking about now? And in our last minute craze, Piers Morgan said that he was charmed by Ahmadinejad in a recent interview. Thank God I'm not the only one, except I'm sleeping with him. Apple Steve Wozniak says he wants to become an Australian. I just like pronouncing his name. Wozniak. Paddling could soon be back in Marion County schools. I'm personally just waiting for the teacher-student relationship to become legitimate. The two go hand in hand, both stupidly insane and two of my favourite fetishes. Two Los Angeles radio stations have been evacuated over a beeping package. You should see some of the stuff I get. I got a nuke last week. Everyone must really hate me. I don't understand why. Is it cause I'm black? New York police say theft of Apple products are up 40% in the city. I don't get it though. Despite the launch of the iPhone 5, they're all still the same. Although criminals were never the smartest. Sorry, I meant consumers. That's it. I did it. I finished the podcast. I'm a winner. I'm so happy. I'm crying happiness. Wait, these are tears. This has been the Drudge Report for the 25th of September 2012. I've been Julius Reed, and as they say, goodbye. I mean, that's what I say. Some people might just say bye, or sayonara if you're Japanese. The human lexicon is a complex beast.